Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily. Your host, Pete Hoffman here. You can always follow me at Hoff, WFAN. That's all social media platforms. You could also, follow me or check me out on the Rico Bronya podcast with Evan Roberts, 2 to 5 a.m. on WFAN on Saturday mornings. And then, of course, with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle on The Carton Show, Monday through Friday on WFAN and SNY, 4 to 6 p.m. How about that? Mike Tomlin stepped down from being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And was it a surprise? No. I think a lot of people felt that that was going to happen. A lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers fans got what they want, which is stupid because Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the NFL today. Borderline Hall of Famer. I know that there was discussion about, hey, well, he really needs another Super Bowl in order to get that nod of being a Hall of Famer. But I still think he's up there anyway. Just what he's done. The fact that he keeps bringing these mediocre Pittsburgh Steelers teams to the playoffs. And I understand that that the fan base is not happy that they haven't won in a while. But let's be serious. That's a lot of that's on the GM. Because the players just are not as good as they were years ago with Roethlisberger. They haven't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger. You could sit there and try to go through the Kyle Rudolphs and the Mason Rudolphs and the Russell Wilsons and the Kenny Picketts and you name it, even Aaron Rodgers. But they're just not Ben Roethlisberger. Plus the wide receiver core, all that, whatever, doesn't make a difference. Point being is Mike Tomlin is now potentially taking a year off. And he's stepping down. So if someone actually wanted him, they'd have to trade and give up assets to get Mike Tomlin because his rights are with the Steelers. So there's talk about him taking a year off and then, reevaluating. And I'm telling you right now, the New York Jets have an issue with their culture. They have an issue with their head coach. They have an issue with talent. They have an issue with discipline. They have an issue with basically everything. Mike Tomlin is the coach that the New York Jets need to bring in. And I heard, oh, this is perfect. This is great. You give Aaron Glenn another year. Let Mike Tomlin sit out a year. And then if Aaron Glenn's really bad, then you can go and over the top and go and get Mike Tomlin. I have concern with that. Because I feel like a lot of these coaches that go out there and coach for almost 20 years with a team, they have that bit of freedom, and then they never go back. And that's it. They're a wrap. You look at Jimmy Johnson. You look at Bill Cowher. You know, Bill Cowher was somebody who's sought after by the Giants and a bunch of other teams. Bill Cowher never wanted to go back to coach. I know Mike Tomlin's only 53, but not for nothing. 53 is not old at all. And he can still make a ton of money doing TV and not having the stress of coaching a football team. And he can live an amazing life and not have to worry about that. And you can enjoy your youth. I know 53 is not youthful, but to retire at 53, to hang him up, I can see Mike Tomlin doing that. I can see Mike Tomlin never going back to coach ever again.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
So if you are the New York Jets, what you need to do is you need to make it no question. Mike Tomlin, you're coming back coaching. How do you do that? You just overpay. Andy Reid's making, I think, $20 million to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Right? And now is Mike Tomlin worth $20 million? You could sit there and debate, well, I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. If at some point in time, especially, you know, with football, with the salary cap, there's limits on how much you can pay players. If there's no limits to pay a head coach, go above and beyond and give him stupid money. Make it so he can't say no. That's what you got to do. If you're Woody Johnson, if you're Darren Mooney, you have to sit down and really evaluate, like, is this team getting any better with Aaron Glenn? Are next year, are we still going to go through bumps and bruises? You're going to go through bumps and bruises with Mike Tomlin anyway. But here's the thing. When you have a young, youthful coach like Aaron Glenn. And is he youthful? Again, he's not 20, but he's younger than Mike Tomlin. But when you have a young coach like Aaron Glenn, who is trying to, I'm not saying connect to the players, but trying to find himself as a head coach of the New York Jets, it's tough to get that respect off the bat. You demand respect, but you don't get it off the bat. You've got to do something that makes players go, damn, this is our guy. You could try to be friends. You could try to play like the peaceful coach or whatever it is. But or the tough ass, like the how they played Xavier Gibson. They cut him right away. But that doesn't always work. And it didn't work. Yeah, I mean, it really didn't work with Aaron Glenn in year one. But Mike Tomlin walking into a room, he's gonna demand that respect, and he's gonna get it. No player is gonna sit there as Mike Tomlin walks into a room and just dick around and be like, "This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy, you know, has no clue about football. This guy doesn't know what I'm going through. This guy doesn't know what it is like to be on the field." Or this guy, doesn't make a difference. This guy demands and gets the respect he asks. You look at, he's got the resume. And that's what it comes down to. Aaron Glenn has no resume. You could sit there and say, "Oh, well, look what he did with Detroit." Yeah, nothing. And they were just, as you know, towards the end of the season, they missed the playoffs this year. And you could say, "Oh, that's because Aaron Glenn wasn't there." But I remember the year before with in the playoffs with the Lions, and that defense was pretty shoddy with Aaron Glenn. And all of a sudden, the end of the season with the Jets, it's very reminiscent of what the Lions defense looked like at the end of last year with the Lions. So this team didn't get better. He tried disciplining, didn't work. Tried motivating, didn't work. Tried to attack the media, or you know, these fights with the media, didn't work. Deflect from what else is going on, didn't work. It's not working with Aaron Glenn. There is no reason to wait a year when this is the best head coaching crop you're going to get, right? You go down the laundry list of head coaches that are available right now. I mean, freaking, I would love to get Robert Saleh back. I mean, I know that's not going to happen. And why is Robert Saleh not going to come back? Simple. Guy sold his house 2 years ago when he got fired. He ain't coming back. That guy worked. Got fired, sold it, went back to San Francisco. There is no chance Robert Saleh is coming back to New York or New Jersey. It does not happen. But I would love him. There are so many good, and that's the thing. There you go. In a nutshell, think about that. Robert Saleh, who we all like, "Oh, he's not a head coach, not a head coach." He is was not a good first-time head coach with the pressures of New York, with the idiocracy of Woody Johnson, with a horrible quarterback in Zach Wilson. Like, if you would have, and we all saw the tweet, Connor Hughes said, there was a thought that Robert Saleh wanted to keep Sam Darnold and go get Devontae Adams. I mean, think about that. Think about that. An offensive threat, Devontae Adams. Sam Darnold, who actually figured out how to play quarterback. And Robert Saleh's defense? Oh, my God. But, no. Let's get Zach Wilson. Let's go keep on drafting quarterbacks. We'll keep on drafting quarterbacks. We'll find the right one eventually. Stop that crap. It's time. You can change the culture of this franchise. Mike Tomlin coming in here, and even if it's only 4 or 5 years, like, he doesn't have to be a lifetime coach for the New York Jets. But let him set up this franchise for success. That's what the Jets need to do, is find a way to set themselves up for future success. Not failure. Right now, Aaron Glenn's in this failure role, this failure model. And he's trying to figure out how to get out of it. He doesn't know how to get out of it. I mean, you could have mentors, you have people to talk to, but in the end, you're the leader of this team. And it's not going to come. I'm sorry. It's not going to come the way that you expected. The only guy that was been able to be successful is Rex Ryan. And that came out of nowhere. But he had that personality. He had the gusto. And Glenn talks a big game, but doesn't show up on paper. I mean, doesn't show up on film. And that's a problem. And I like Aaron Glenn, and I'm not saying that he's never going to be a good head coach in the NFL. But for right now, I'm being selfish. The Jets need a good head coach to change this franchise. You have an opportunity to draft a quarterback if that's what you want to do. You have an opportunity to trade for a quarterback if that's what you want to do. You have an opportunity to change the culture of this franchise. And by just giving Mike Tomlin a ton of money, say, don't sit this one out. Come back. Take over. We'll give you the freaking keys. And that's all they have to do. Be smart, Jets. This could be the change that Jets fans have been looking for since 1969. So go do it. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. I am Pete Hoffman. You can follow me at HoffWFAN. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can check me out later on with Craig and C-Mac on the Carton Show, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WFAN. Also, the Rico Bronya podcast. And, of course, when I host 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings. I'll catch you guys later. See ya.